HarperCollins presents The Black Hawks by David Ragg. Read by Colin Mace. Part 1. Chapter 1. Chell ran. His feet slapped against the dusty pale stone of the Winter Palace ramparts. Blood thumping at his temples and breath rasping his throat, while gulls wheeled above and the sleepless harbour bustled beneath. He rounded a corner, the yawning guards on the tower watching his progress with vague interest at best. A mound of refuse lay stacked against the sea wall, a pile of ashen rags with a long stick propped beside it. Chell shifted to round it, teeth gritted, when the pile moved. It became abruptly man-shaped, and its stick swung out into his path. Before he could react, the stick smashed into his shin. He tumbled, arms outstretched, and sprawled headfirst into the stones. A blast of pain tore up his shoulder. Cursing and swearing vengeance, he tried to whirl, but his vision went purple, and the combination of running, falling, and a pounding hangover sent him retching back into the dust. By the time the convulsions passed, the ragpile man and his stick were gone, the ramparts empty.
"Thrice damned pig fucker!"
Chell spat onto the ground, still leaning on one arm. A pair of boots stepped to fill his vision, their laces intricately bound, the soft leather grime free.
"I admit it, I did not expect to find you on the walls this time."
He squinted up at the figure, blotting the pink-flecked morning sky.
"Marecki," he coughed, "was just on my way to you."
His lieges, first sworn, regarded him steadily. Her face was placid, her tone light. "What did they challenge you with this time?" "A brandy cask. The barrel dregs. Did you even make it back to the barracks?" Chell coughed again by way of answer, wiped at his mouth as he pushed back on his haunches. His shoulder throbbed in time with his headache. The slightest lip curl marred Marecki's flawless cheek, although her tone remained even.
"Lord Sokol will be expecting to see his festival robes at 10 bells. You will be present, as will the robes, and you will look as though you belong."
"Oh, he'll be up by then, will he?"
"Your odour will also be much improved. Am I understood, Master Chell?"
He sat back against the flagstones, no longer trying to stand. Her silhouette glowed golden in the morning light.
"Come on, Marecki. Where's your festival spirit?" he croaked.
"These petty defiances are a stain on our liege's name, Master Chell."
Her chin tilted. Her voice was quiet, but carried clear over the sounds of the clamour of the port below.
"You are a man in sworn service to a lord who is a guest at this palace, and your deeds and presentation are those of our liege. It's time you acted like it."
"I can take a beating, if Sokol wishes to make me an example."
"That should not be a point of pride," she said, her voice steel-edged. "You swore an oath. This behaviour shames your uncle and your family."
"If my step-uncle wants the value of my service, he can earn it."
"Boy, how much do you think your service is worth?"
For a moment she was snarling. Then calm swept over her face. She turned and began striding away, boots clicking on the flagstones.
10 bells, Vedran Chell, with the robes," she called over her shoulder. "Obey or don't. But attend to your stench."
A breeze ruffled the palms in the courtyard, and they slapped together like a round of sarcastic applause. Chell caught a whiff of himself, recoiled, then nodded his thudding head in bitter acknowledgement.
"Fine."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?